Everybody, we're going old school here this time around. Back to our original theme song on Central Region now as we get ready for a new season. Yeah, new season, basketball, wrestling, gymnastics, swimming, indoor track. Yeah, it's time to get winter sports underway. First events coming up on Monday, which, as we're recording this on Sunday afternoon, is just a little while away. Hey, guys, how are you? And it's nice to be back. We have definitely missed you. Rob Witham along with you, as we hope you had a fantastic Thanksgiving weekend. I know, it came and went with a blink of an eye. I totally understand. My daughter got home from college on Tuesday afternoon, and we breathed three times, and boom, I just sent her back to school for the home stretch of the first semester of her sophomore year. For those of you listening who may be heading back or have arrived back at your destination and you've got a couple of weeks left to grind before you come back home for the holidays and for your well-deserved winter break, hang in there, study hard, do well on your exams, focus, and then you get to enjoy some time with family and friends and a respite between semesters. So yeah, totally get it. Now, here on in terms of the podcast, we want to thank you for your patience. We haven't had a podcast in 3 weeks, which has been very unusual. Normally, we would have podcasts in connection with postseason play in high school football. But we also, for those of you who are new to the RBA Sports Network, a little bit of quick background as to what I do personally. RBA Sports Network is a family-owned business, and when I say family-owned, I mean family-owned. It's 100% owned by HCS Media LLC, which is 100% owned by my wife, Bonnie. I work with operations and broadcasting. I get all of that. I do all the social media, et cetera, but I don't own any of the company. She does. My daughter, when she's home, helps us out. My son, when he can, helps us out. It truly is a family operation. So on top of that, I have other irons in the fire, and one of them is, many of you know, I write the sports section each week for the Hanover Herald Progress newspaper. So if you're new to the RBA Sports Network, and occasionally you kind of look at what we do and where we are, and you go, wow, he sure is in Hanover County a lot. Why is that? Well, the answer is I have to make sure that I fill 2.5 pages of newspaper every Thursday. Which means that we have to keep a close eye on all four Hanover County schools as well as Randolph-Macon College. Having said that, Randolph-Macon College's football season this year was A, surprising. They were picked to finish tied for fifth in the Old Dominion Athletic Conference, the ODAC. Well, they had a chance to win the ODAC for the first time in 8 years 2 weeks ago when they went down to Farmville to take on Hamden-Sydney in the game, the oldest small college rivalry in the southern United States. And I know Ohio State, Michigan calls themselves the game, but the roots of Randolph-Macon, Hamden-Sydney actually go back further than Ohio State, Michigan. I'm just saying. Now we move on from that. Randolph-Macon asked me if I would join their broadcast partner, Marty Wilson, to broadcast that game in Farmville online 2 Saturdays ago, since Robert Fish has already had a commitment, their usual play-by-play announcer. And I said yes, and plus I was going to be in Farmville for the newspaper anyway. So that Friday night after round one of playoff action, we had to come home, sleep quick, get up, and head to Farmville for what ended up being a very long day. And so we did that. It was a great day. We got home Saturday night. We rested all day on Sunday. I also have to pace myself. For those of you who weren't with us 3.5 years ago, I am a heart attack survivor. And so, therefore, I know my limitations as to what I can and cannot do, and I have to build in time to rest. That's just the way it is. That's my reality, as many of you face your own physical realities as well, whether young, middle-aged, or old. So it brought us to last weekend with Randolph-Macon winning the ODAC. They got a berth in the NCAA tournament, and that sent them to Baltimore in the first round to take on Johns Hopkins. Well, it so happened that our football game of the week for WHAN Radio was also heading north, as it was Patrick Henry in the second round of 5A North going up to top seed Massaponics. So we ended up making it a day-and-a-half trip of it, went to Massaponics, covered that game that night, left Massaponics, drove just outside of Washington, stayed there for the night, got an early wake-up call, grabbed some breakfast, checked out of the hotel, made the rest of the ride up to Baltimore, got to Johns Hopkins, covered the playoff game where Randolph-Macon season came to an end. 42-21 was the final score there. Did everything we needed to do and then made the trip from Baltimore back here to Richmond. And last Sunday, rested up, with the exception of late in the afternoon. And when I say I slept in on Sunday last week, I can tell you I slept in on Sunday last week. Went down to the University of Richmond last Sunday evening for women's basketball, as we cover Atlantic 10 women's basketball all season long, when Richmond had their first win against Appalachian State, and they've picked up two more since then. Congratulations to the women for their two wins down in Florida this weekend. Congratulations to VCU. We were down at the Siegel Center when they lost in overtime Tuesday night to IUPUI. It was a disappointing loss for the Rams, but they bounced back with two big wins at the San Juan Shootout, which was actually held this year at Daytona Beach, Florida, including a victory over Villanova. So the Rams come back to town very pumped and ready. They get a home game Wednesday. It's a noon tip against Iona, and that place should be rocking with Education Day, I believe it is, coming up on Wednesday for the VCU Rams. So congratulations, Coach Beth O'Boyle and the ladies on a great weekend. Coach Michael Schaefer at University of Richmond and the ladies there. And let me tell you, Michaela Parson tearing up the Atlantic 10 right now. The Monacan graduate, now a junior, has done so well here early on in the season. And Janelle Hubbard, holy cow, what a job she has done in the win over Florida Atlantic on Saturday. 30 points, and I believe went to now 8th on the all-time scoring list for Richmond women's basketball. So all of that to say is we've been out of our regular routine for the last couple of weeks, which is why we've not been able to get you a Central Region Now podcast. And we knew every year once football season begins to wrap and we get ready for basketball season and beyond, we move our podcast from Friday night to Sunday anyway. And so we are now on Sundays for the rest of the year, all the way to June, when we wrap up the 2016-17 calendar school year. Central Region Now every Sunday. And we're going to try to post it earlier on Sundays than we have in past years, depending upon our schedule. Some Sunday afternoons we're going to be gone at college basketball and other events. So, but we're going to try to get it up early enough to where you can download and listen to the broadcast with plenty of time. It doesn't affect what you're trying to get done on Sunday night as you get ready for Monday. Well, first we'll talk a little football, and then coming up on the podcast, our preseason top 10 boys and girls high school basketball polls are done. And we are set for the 2016-17 season. And we'll talk about a few storylines going in. And we'll also talk about some of our great broadcasts that we've got set up for the game of the week live on RVA Sports Network's YouTube channel. First to football. We wrote a piece on HenricoCountySports.net Saturday evening. And the premise of the piece was basically this. And we heard, and we saw it on Twitter, during the 2015 Highland Springs run to the 5A state championship, there were rumbles, mainly from south of the river, where there were people saying, well, you know what, they won the state championship, but they never had to play LC Byrd. And of course, last year at the point, LC Byrd was the three-time defending state champions. Well, the reason why they didn't meet last year was because Hermitage knocked Byrd out in the second round, and it ended up being Hermitage Highland Springs on Thanksgiving weekend last season. And what a game that was that we had live here on RVASN, where Highland Springs scored in the final seconds to win 42-35 after having a big lead and Hermitage coming roaring back in the second half. Well, LC Byrd had their chance to get back on top and to knock the defending champions out on Saturday. when they went to Kreider Stadium to take on Highland Springs. Off to a strong start, scored first, 8-0 lead, but then Highland Springs responds with a 20-0 run. 20-8 late second quarter. Skyhawks with a key score just before the half. C.J. Donaldson on a nice run up the middle. Made it 20-14 at halftime. Much more manageable situation. Now it was up to the Skyhawks to take and build that momentum into the second half. And they could not hold on to the football. The story of the second half, three fumbles. And may I use the term forced fumbles. Rel Coley, tremendous work stripping the football from the Skyhawks. Not once, but twice. And if memory serves me correctly, all three of the fumbles, it wasn't that the Skyhawks just had problems holding on to the football. The Springers were able to rip it away. And Juwan Carter with his feet more than with his arm. Now, he did pass for 169 yards. Won a 44-yard touchdown pass to Isaiah Winstead in the first half. But it was Carter on his feet, scoring three times, accounting for four of the five touchdowns. And it took a while, and if Highland Springs' offense had been a little better in terms of cashing in off the turnovers, and that's credit to LC Bird's defense for being put up against the wall time and time again and doing everything they possibly could to keep the Skyhawks in the game. It had to be frustrating for the Skyhawk defense. You know, hold Highland Springs, you get the football back, and then you watch and there's another turnover. Bird had a fantastic 80-yard touchdown pitch and catch on just a beautifully designed play. Come back because of block and the back penalty in the second half. And so mistakes and created by the Skyhawks and created opportunities by the Springers is what made it finally 34-20. And, of course, Bird scored late, their lone touchdown of the second half. So credit has to go to Aaron Motley and Michael Green and, as we mentioned, Rel Coley and the rest of the Highland Springs defense for shutting down the Skyhawks for ostensibly the entire second half until the final minute and a half when the game was out of reach. Shedrick McCall had 125 rushing yards in the first half. He got less than 30 in the second. That was huge. Part of that was because of the turnover issue. Part of it was because the Highland Springs Springers built enough of a lead to where LC Bird had to begin abandoning the running game and had to pass more, had to rely on Banks more. And Banks had a couple of really good throws, and he also had a few situations to where he was rushed and he just had to throw it out of bounds. And there were a couple plays where he had receivers open on right in front of his sideline and just overthrew them big time. So Highland Springs' defense, disruptive as they can be in the second half. And to me, that was the key to that victory. Coming back from the locker room, only up by six, Bird having scored just before halftime. It was that defensive unit of Highland Springs that made the difference and sends the Springers to the state semis for the second straight year, where they will host Norview next Saturday afternoon, a 1 p.m. kick, and we will be there. RVA Sports Network will be there live. We'll have, again, live Twitter coverage on our Henrico Sports Twitter feed. Henrico Sports is your home for all things Highland Springs and all things Henrico County. And so it'll be the Springers at 12-1 taking on Norview, who knocked out the one seed on the other side of the bracket in 5A Southampton in a back-and-forth battle at the end. Norview had the lead most of the night Friday night. Hampton took the lead late. Norview scored in the final minute to win 37-31. Now, Norview and Highland Springs played in week two back on September 2nd. Highland Springs got the win 27-14. But that means nothing 3 months later. If you ask Coach Lauren Johnson, it'll say, well, I have a game film to watch. But other than that, he knows that the Pilots are a different team than what they were 3 months ago. And his team is a different team from where they were 3 months ago. So it should be a good one, and we'll be at Kreider Stadium on Saturday. If you can't be there, understand our buddies Gary Hess and Gary Criswell will be on the call on the radio. Not sure if it's going to be on 910 or 96.1, but they'll have it covered on the radio side. We'll have it covered for you on social media at Henrico Sports, part of the RVA Sports Network. That's Saturday at 1 p.m. Congratulations to Hopewell. Big win Saturday over Brentsville District, 44-21. They punched their ticket to the 3A state semis for the second consecutive year, where they will have to take a trip to Stanton River High School, who comes in at 12-1. Now, what 3A and 2A do, which is kind of different from other regions, is that they cross bracket after round three. So instead of, ostensibly, they don't have a region championship game. Because what they do at where is the region championship level coming up this weekend, like in 6A South and 5A North and South and 4A East, in 3A and 2A, they don't do that. They take the top remaining seed from the East region and put them against the number two seed from the West and vice versa. So you could have two East teams playing for the state title. You could have two West teams playing for the state title. So Hopewell, the lower remaining seed out in East, behind Phoebus, has to take the trip to Stanton River, and that will be on, I believe, Saturday. We're still waiting for final confirmation on kickoff time. Obviously, we'll have it online once we do, both on the RVA Sportsnet on Twitter and at RVASportsNetwork.com. On the other side of the bracket, Phoebus, the higher seed out from East, they're going to host the Cinderella of the VHSL playoffs in 2016, and that is Blacksburg High School. Blacksburg High School came into the postseason as the number 10 seed in 3A West, and they were 5-5. They knocked off the 7 seed. They knocked off, I believe, the 2 seed. And then they got a third win this weekend, and they get the trip all the way from Hokie Nation down to Phoebus High School along the coast. That is a very, very long trip. But I know they're excited and thrilled to take it, considering they came into the postseason again, 10th seeded in their region at 5-5. They're now 8-5 and one upset win away from a state championship game. So Hopewell, Stanton River, Blacksburg at Phoebus. The winners meet for the state championship at Zabel Stadium, William & Mary in Williamsburg next Saturday, December 10th. 4A East. Boy, we had some fun on Friday night down at Dinwiddie. Now, let me tell you, it was an interesting ride home from Dinwiddie, at least the first 10 or 15 miles, because we had a haze come over the stadium even before kickoff, and it just hovered over the field all night long. And then it only got thicker as we tried to get out of Dinwiddie and head back here home to Glen Allen. That first 10 or 15 miles were dicey, my friends, on the back roads on number one, trying to get over to 85, just fog. Oh, my goodness. But a fog descended over Lake Taylor's football team in the final minutes of the game, down 15-14, their season in jeopardy. Dinwiddie not only finds a way to score and take the lead on a beautiful pass from Bryce Witt over the middle to Ty Freeland, a pitch and catch of about 15 that Ty took up the middle the rest of the way to get the lead. They get a two-point conversion. Their first two-point try was no good. There was a penalty on the play. They got a second chance, and Kevon Pope, the player of the game that night by far, made it happen. And then Pope put the finishing touches on it with my buddy Matt Estridge over at NBC 12. He said it best on Twitter. He said the best two plays he's seen individually all season long have both been made by Kevon Pope of Dinwiddie. The first one was on a two-point conversion try at Hanover Labor Day weekend. We were at that game broadcasting the game of the week on WHAN Radio and the RVA Sports Network. We saw that catch, and it was nothing short of phenomenal. It was easily the best catch, still to this point, we've seen live all season long. Then he turns defensively as Lake Taylor is driving to try to tie the game and force overtime in the final minutes, leaps high in the air with a phenomenal one-handed interception, and then takes it the rest of the way, a pick six for Pope. And Dinwiddie general nation went crazy at that point, and deservedly so, because really, like 10 minutes ago in real time, they thought their season was in peril. And 10 minutes later, they were just sky high thanks to that great pick six by Pope. We saw a pick six by Omar Tyson in that Hanover win that propelled them to 2-0. And then the pick six from Pope, which will go down in the annals of Dinwiddie history. As they take care of Lake Taylor, 29-15, they will host Lafayette in a battle of 13-0 teams on Saturday for the East Region Championship in 4A. That game will kick off at 2 p.m. That is a 2 p.m. start. So Highland Springs kicks at 1. Dinwiddie will kick at 2. And what a matchup that's going to be. 13-0 Lafayette, making the drive from the Williamsburg area to 13-0 Dinwiddie. The winner of that game plays in the 4A state championship just after 4 p.m. a week from Saturday, December the 10th. And the final team from the 804 still hanging around, still in the race for a championship, the Goochland Bulldogs. They improved to 13-0 Friday night, down early to Clark County 14-7. They score the last three touchdowns of the game. The defense comes to play in the second half, and the Bulldogs win 28-14. Again, cross-bracketing, Goochland, the lower seed from the East region, has to go to the higher seed from the West, and that is the defending 2A state champions from Appomattox High School. Really quick story about them. A little over a decade ago, Appomattox dropped out of their district, and they played independently for a couple of years before they went back into district play with the VHSL. And the reason was they were getting pummeled. They were having 1-9 and 0-10 seasons, and they were having a hard time getting kids to try out and play football because they knew that they were going to go 1-9, 0-10. And so they actually took a couple of years away from their district. They played their schedule as best as they could, finding opponents. They got back, and it took a few more years. But as we got into this decade, there were signs of improvement. And now Appomattox comes into this game winners of 28 consecutive games. They're the defending state 2A champs. They are 13-0 this year, 15-0 in 2015. And that's the mountain that Coach Fowler and the Bulldogs have to climb on Saturday afternoon. That's also a 2 p.m. kick down in Appomattox County as you head down 460 towards Lynchburg. So good luck to the Bulldogs. It is going to be a tough road to hoe, but they can do it. No doubt in my mind, Goochland could end the 28-game winning streak of Appomattox. And if they do, they head to the 2A state championship against the winner of Richland's and Stewart's Draft. The four teams that are left in 2A, three of them are 13-0. Richland's is 12-1. So the combined record of the final four in the 2A bracket is 51-1. That's pretty doggone impressive. So good luck to all four of our remaining teams in football action. Norview at Highland Springs on Saturday. That's where we'll be live on Twitter at Henrico Sports all afternoon long. In the 4A East, Dinwiddie kicks off at home at 2 against Lafayette in a battle of unbeatens. And also in a battle of unbeatens in 2A, Goochland at Appomattox at 2. Hopewell makes the trip to Stanton River, and that should be Saturday. And as soon as we know a time on that, we'll have it for you on Twitter and, of course, at RVASportsNetwork.com. All right. Thank you, basketball fans, for being patient. I know you're so ready to start your season, and I don't blame you. I would be, too. But we had to get that out of the way and talk some football because certainly we're getting to the apex of that season. All right. Interesting storylines coming into the 2016-17 basketball season. Unfortunately, we've already got at least one major injury that will affect a team. And we've got some teams this year that are going to be in transition. And we have some teams that are far and away number one in both our boys and our girls poll. But we also have teams that are not far away from them that if they slip, somebody's going to be there to take over. So let's explain. We'll begin with the girls. Top 10 preseason girls basketball poll. Just outside of our poll, we're keeping our eyes on Deep Run with senior back end Mallory Odell, who is committed to play not only basketball but softball down at Longwood. Where my daughter is, so I'll hopefully get to watch Mallory in action for her at least her first couple of years while she and my daughter both are students together before my daughter prayerfully graduates in 2019. And we've got our eyes on a dark horse team over in Conference 12, and that is the Verina Blue Devils. Keep your eyes on Verina girls basketball. Think they might surprise a few people in 2016-17. They finished just outside of our top 10 poll. Here is our top 10. Interestingly enough, the bottom half of the top 10 is kind of dominated by teams that have a specific star, and it's going to be up to the players around them and the health of that standout player that will determine just how far these teams can go this season. And we begin in Hanover County at number 10 with the Atlee Raiders, with Elise Armantrout coming back for her senior year. They lose the sharpshooter Ashley Weaver, who had such a great career for them and was just a pistol from the outside. Boy, could she shoot the basketball. Elise Armantrout is back in for her senior year. Great post presence, great rebounding presence, good free thrower. The question will be, how does the group revolve around them, around her, and come together? How do you replace the scoring of Weaver? And Coach Michael Rawlings and I have already had some conversation, and there are some players coming up that we're going to keep our eyes on, and we're really looking forward to seeing. And they're going to be the first team we covered this year, because Monday night we'll be live at Atlee when they battle Albemarle, and we'll have live tweet coverage on our Hanover Sports feed from the RVA Sports Network at 7:30. So number 10 in our preseason girls poll is Atlee. Number 9 is J.R. Tucker. Now, we know they lost Anne-Marie Barron to graduation. She's now a freshman at Christopher DuPont University. But Coach Pulowski has her daughter Taylor back and several other key components for a J.R. Tucker team that played extremely well down the stretch of the regular season and in postseason play in 2016-17. They have an early season matchup hosting Atlee in a week, and we plan to be there for that one for live tweet coverage, too. So we're looking forward to seeing what the Tigers can do in 2016-17 and what's going to be a very interesting Conference 11. We already mentioned Deep Run. J.R. Tucker here at number 9, and we have one other team in Conference 11 in our preseason top 10, and we'll get to them in a moment. At number 8, speaking of teams that have a star standout, and then the question is, how does the team kind of fill out around her? It's Tina Lindenfeld and Midlothian. Tina, part of that great team 2 years ago that went all the way to the state championship before falling to Monacan, a team that they had beaten in the regional championship game just days before, but they lost so much to graduation in 2015, and so it was an up-and-down season for the Trojans this past year, but Coach Layton and company, they've got a season of experience, a season of understanding the chemistry of everybody together. So you need Lloyd and McKenna's there, and they've got several others, and I know they got some newbies coming in as well. So for Tina's senior season, I expect Midlothian certainly to be in the mix behind Monacan in Conference 20. And it'll be interesting to see how they match up against some of the other Dominion District teams that they play that we'll be talking about here in just a second as our top 10 continues. So Tina Lindenfeld, who's going to be going to Radford University next year, her senior year at Midlothian, they are number 8. Number 7, the Warriors of Henrico. Now, they have kind of broken it open the last couple of years and done very well in the regular season. What they've not been able to accomplish yet, to their satisfaction, I know, has been postseason success. So we will see how well this team gels together. They've lost a couple of big pieces from last year due to graduation, but they got some nice pieces coming back. And in Conference 11, where you've got Tucker, you've got Deep Run, you've got Glenn Allen in transition, you've got Mills Godwin, who could surprise a few people this year. And with Hermitage, they're always competitive. Depending upon who they have, what they have, and they're always very feisty. When you play a Hermitage girls basketball team, you're going to be in it for 32 minutes, and it's going to be a slugfest. And I don't mean that in terms of physicality, because they can be physical too, but I mean that just in terms of competition. A Hermitage girls basketball team always comes to play. So Conference 11 is going to be very interesting to watch for this year. But right now, at the top of the pack, we think it's going to be Henrico. And they finish at 7 in our preseason top 10. Just ahead of them at 6, the three-time defending state 6A champions, the Cosby Titans. The only team to have won a 6A state championship, because it's 3 years old, that classification, and they've won all three. But it's a big year of change for them. Tyra Whitehead to Wake Forest, Jocelyn Jones to North Carolina. Charmaine Lilly leads the returnees for Coach Rachel Meade. And we'll see how well they fare in what should be a transitional year in Conference 3, the final year of Conference 3, with Manchester and James River, Clover Hill, etc. So Cosby at number 6. At number 5, the Skyhawks of L.C. Byrd. L.C. Byrd always has talent coming up. Always. And even though they've lost some definite talent, Angela Caraballo, for one, to graduation, they've got some players coming back. They've absorbed the loss of Taja Cole last year and did very well. They will have a good chance in Conference 12, where they've got to deal with Verina, which we mentioned just outside of our top 10. But then after that, there's Meadowbrook, Prince George, Matoaka, L.C. Byrd, we think right now, atop Conference 12. But they have that Dominion District schedule where they got to play Cosby twice a year. They got to play Midlothian twice. They got to play Monacan twice. So it'll be an interesting year for Coach Waller and company, but we think they're going to have a successful season. They begin at 5. At number 4, Taya Robinson, and the Huguenot Falcons. Now, this is the biggest team in our poll in terms of how a team builds and grows around their star. And I'm very hesitant to use the term star at the high school level. But in this particular case, I think we can make a case that Taya is one of the best girls basketball players here in the area. She's already signed. A couple of weeks ago, we were at her signing ceremony to go to Beth O'Boyle and VCU. So we're thrilled about the fact we're going to get to watch her for 4 years down at the Siegel Center. But first things first, at the new Huguenot High School gym, they have a lot of work to do. And they're going to be fighting Midlothian behind Monacan in Conference 20. You know, unless something really crazy happens at Monacan this year, you can kind of pencil them in. Well, you know, as one of the two teams out of Conference 20, the question is Huguenot, Midlothian. Is there anybody else, you know, Powhatan, Dinwiddie, Hanover, that could come up and try to nip them? Because you get two of the seeds to go into the 4A East region. And so you don't want to say you're playing for second place. You never want to say that. By the same token, you also have to respect how good Monacan is. But Huguenot has that great building block in Taya. And we look forward to watching her in her senior season. Huguenot begins at 4. From the private school ranks, a team that I was very impressed with last year, with their talent and with their promise and with how young they were. And they've grown. They've had a year. And now I think they're going to be ready to really, really, really make a big impact. Number 3, the Titans of Trinity Episcopal. Really looking forward to seeing how they fare in their season this year. Keep an eye on the Trinity Episcopal girls. They are number 3 in our preseason poll. At number 2, still trying to get that elusive 5A state championship. Came so close last year. Have come close here in the last few years. It is, of course, the Highland Springs Springers. They come back this year with Paris McBride at the point. The senior trio coming back. CC Crudup, Jennifer Coleman and company. Had the signing ceremony a few weeks ago that we were at, and they talked specifically about how they were thrilled to sign their national letters of intent, but all three of them were like, we have unfinished business here, very much unfinished business. And, you know, number one, you got to get out of 5A here from the area, and LC Bird got them a couple of years ago. They got LC Bird last year. And then there's the Princess Anne conundrum, and we'll see how much Princess Anne loses and how much they reload this year down at the beach. But a pretty clear-cut number 2 team in our girls' first poll, and that is Highland Springs. And, of course, at number 1, no surprise that our preseason number 1 team is the 2-time defending 4A state champions, the Monacan Chiefs. They come back with the number 1 player in the nation in Megan Walker, who has committed to the University of Connecticut. You've got Jaden Morris, who was going to go to George Mason and then decided to reopen her recruiting and then made her decision a couple of weeks ago. You've got Alex Parson, who after this year is going to get to join her sister over at the University of Richmond. They'll get to play 1 year together, which I think is phenomenal. And then you've got so many other players. Monacan's so deep. Holy cow, they are so deep. From Iser and Wilkins. And if I start naming names, I'm going to forget a couple because I don't have their roster right in front of me as we record right now. But Coach Starr and company, they are a clear-cut number 1 and the preseason favorite to three-peat in 4A as Cosby three-peated in 6A last season. So there it is, your top 10 preseason girls poll. Monacan Highland Springs are 1-2. Trinity Episcopal Huguenot LC Bird round out the top 5. Cosby, Henrico, Midlothian, J.R. Tucker, Atlee round out the top 10. Now to the boys. We've got some teams we have our eyes on that are just outside of our top 10 poll to start the season, and they include Prince George, Meadowbrook. Conference 12 is going to be a lot of fun this year. Usually is. This year could be more than most. And the Armstrong Wildcats. Keep an eye on Armstrong. In a Capital District play, they're going to have a lot of tough matchups. They got to play Henrico, and they got to play Hanover, and they've got to play Atlee, who I think is going to surprise some people this year, even though they lost a lot to graduation. So in their Capital District play, it's going to be kind of iron sharpens iron. Highland Springs is there twice. So then you get ready in Conference 26. And it's funny, Conference 26, we don't talk a lot about other than in basketball. But boy, do we talk about it in basketball with all the great city rivalries and put the Tri-City teams, you know, in there, Petersburg, Hopewell, etc. Conference 26 is going to be a lot of fun. Keeping our eyes on John Marshall this year. They lose some to graduation. They've got some great young talent coming in, including Isaiah Todd, who's already got an offer to the University of Kansas, if you can believe it, as a member of the class of 2000. and 20. So they're lurking just outside of our top 10 poll. Number 10, Cosby. They begin with Kaden Najdawi in the middle. And he's going to be a force down low. Conference three teams will have problems. The question will be, just how much is he going to have to shoulder the burden this year for the Titans? And I think they've got plenty of pieces around him to where, when I'm not familiar with Franklin County's team this year, but other than that, I think Cosby could be the team to beat in Conference 3 as we go into the season, and they land at number 10 in our preseason poll. Behind them, in front of them, I should say, at number 9 is Benedictine. Benedictine had a very disappointing year by Benedictine standards last year. They just never seemed to get the chemistry together and get the motor running. They have already played. They had some games down near Atlanta over Thanksgiving weekend. I know they lost their first game on Friday. I don't have a result yet of their Saturday game. So they are the first team in the area to actually have action. And the Cadets 0-1 after Friday's loss. But again, going against top-flight competition at a holiday tournament down in Georgia. And of course, the private schools are not locked into the schedule the VHSL teams are, so they could play this weekend if they wanted to. So Benedictine at 9. Just ahead of them, Alex Petrie and the Saints of St. Christopher's. Yes, Nick Sherrod is gone, but Alex is a sharpshooter par excellence. Has himself his college ride ready to rock and roll. Congratulations to him. Rest of the pieces, Amir Bennett and company. Going to be really intrigued to watch them develop as this season goes on. Saints land at number 8. At number 7, a team that 2 years ago no one would have considered to be a top 10 program. And Rob Rice makes the move from Lee Davis to Hermitage and takes the talent that was there and creates a very special season by Hermitage standards. And now they're coming into this season expecting to compete for the Conference 11 championship. And it's Hermitage that lands at number 7. It could be a year where they could really battle for that tournament title, as, of course, they have to battle Henrico. And the Warriors have the number 6 spot in our preseason top 10. Hard to believe, but you're going to watch a Henrico team without Damani Buckingham. We've already watched him play and make impact with the University of Richmond. He had some nice plays and some good work up at the Barclays Center this past weekend in Richmond's 2 games, the overtime loss to Maryland, and the huge second-half comeback win over Boston College on Saturday evening. Man, what a performance by the Spiders in that second half. That was a joy to watch. So, Timon Jones and company going to kind of start a new era at Henrico, but you can never count Henrico out. They've been in the state title picture now for many years, and they will be loaded for bear. It's going to be a different team, but it should be a very talented team. And so Conference 11 rivals are right next to each other, 7 Hermitage, 6 Henrico, and it's a good time to say they meet Tuesday night on the season premiere of the RVA Sports Network High School Basketball Game of the Week. We are live at Hermitage High School Tuesday night, 7:30, on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/RVA Sports Network. The only place where you can hear live high school basketball all season long is right here on the RVA Sports Network. So if you have not subscribed to our YouTube channel, this is the perfect time to do it, so you don't miss any of the exciting basketball action all season long. YouTube.com/RVA Sports Network. Just click subscribe at the top of the page. We don't spam you, we don't bother you, but we do send you a notification every time we either A, post a video on our YouTube page, or more importantly, B, go live with an exclusive RVA Sports Network live basketball event. We'll talk more about our schedule here in a minute before we wrap up the podcast. Top 5. In boys preseason, number 5, a team that came on at the end of last year, shocking LC Byrd in the Conference 12 championship, holding the Skyhawks to 35 points before bowing out in the regionals. They're coming back. They've got great talent returning. The Blue Devils of Verina. We talked about how much fun Conference 12 is going to be this year. Meadowbrook, Prince George, Verina, and we'll talk about LC Byrd in a moment. All of them, okay, 2 just outside of our top 10, 2 in our top 5, all in Conference 12. That's going to be a power, a very power conference this season. So Verina at number 5 preseason. Number 4, Trinity Episcopal. They have arguably the best talent on any roster on a private school team in the Richmond area, and some young talent at that. And so we're looking at the Titans both in boys and girls. Their girls are number 3 preseason. Their boys are number 4. Just ahead of them at number three, the last year's state runner-up in 3A. We were courtside at the Siegel Center when the Hopewell Blue Devils came so close, and I mean so close, to winning the 3A state championship. And yes, they lost some pieces to graduation, but they've got some tremendous pieces coming back. And the Hopewell Blue Devils will be a force again in 3A. Looking forward to see how their season progresses, and they start at number three. In front of them at number two is the defending 4A state champions, the Monacan Chiefs, who just came blasting out of the last few weeks of the regular season, went on a postseason run for the ages, and what a day it was back in March. Maybe one of the, and we'll do our top 10, you know, events of 2016 coming up over the holidays, but certainly going to be in that countdown, was the day that Monacan pulled the double. And not only did the girls win their championship, but the boys won theirs. What a phenomenal day in the history of Monacan High School. Plenty of talent back, Parham and company, for Monacan as they look to make another run in 4A. They did it last year when many thought it could not happen, and so no reason why to think they couldn't do it again. And the Chiefs will begin at number two. And, of course, I think you knew going in who our number one preseason team would be. They lose Charles Faldon and some other pieces from the team that made it to the state championship last year, but they have an absolute load of players coming back. And then you add Dillard coming in, who played last year at Clover Hill, and you've got the LC Bird Skyhawks sitting atop our preseason poll at number one. Webster and Wiley and company. Of course, they made it all the way to the state championship last year. They finally slayed the dragon, as it were, of Henrico in the regionals in that overtime game down in Prince George High School at the end of February. LC Bird, team to beat right now, as we have them atop our preseason poll. So boys top 10 again is LC Bird 1, Monacan 2, Hopewell 3, Trinity Episcopal 4, Verina 5, Henrico 6, Hermitage 7, St. Chris 8, Benedictine 9, Cosby at 10. And we've got Prince George and Meadowbrook and John Marshall and Armstrong also getting big consideration here in the preseason. And obviously, teams are going to rise, teams are going to fall, some teams are going to surprise us, some teams are going to disappoint us. But you know what? It's all in terms of the polls. Polls are about opinions and the opportunity to talk about what you think is good and what you who you think is the better team, et cetera, et cetera. But when we tee up when you throw up the basketball at center court and you begin, you know, like Tuesday night with our game of the week, it won't matter that Henrico preseason is 6 and Hermitage is preseason 7. All that matters at that point is what happens in the 32 minutes that we will enjoy there on Tuesday night at Hermitage High School. And we have got a phenomenal schedule of high school basketball lined up for you, and we are working on it diligently. We have at least 1, 2, 3 different events that we are trying to get confirmation on to add right now to our schedule. Right now, here's what we have. Again, our season premiere is Tuesday night. We'll be live at Hermitage High School as number 6 Henrico comes in to battle number 7 Hermitage. We'll begin our air about 7:30 on Tuesday night. And again, all of our basketball games all season long on our YouTube channel. So now's the time to subscribe to that. Bookmark it on your phone. Bookmark it on your tablet, bookmark it on your laptop so you can listen to us anywhere you go. Game of the week, high school basketball exclusively. The only place where you can hear high school basketball live all year long. No radio stations do it. Nobody else online does it. It's the RVA Sports Network. And we begin Tuesday night with number 6 Henrico at number 7 Hermitage. Boys action at 7:30. Then our holiday Feast of Hoops 2016 is rounding out. We have part of it done and part of it still a work in progress. But we know we'll be back for the fourth straight year at the Henrico Holiday Hoops Tournament. On Tuesday, December 27th, we will have a quadruple header. We will have 4 basketball games back to back to back to back. That's one of our most fun days of the year. We get courtside, we get settled in, and off we go to watch 8 great basketball teams collide in round one. Then we're back to the Holiday Hoops Tournament at Henrico for Championship Thursday this year, Thursday, December 29th. At this point, we do plan to cover the third-place game in the championship game. That would put us on the air at about 5:30 p.m. On Tuesday, the 27th of December, first game kicks at 2:30 p.m. And when I mean kick, I mean kick off in the relative term, not in the real term, as of course it's not football, it's basketball. Then on Friday, December 30th, after Henrico Holiday Hoops is done, we move over to Lee Davis for the girls and boys championship games of the Southerner Classic. That will wrap up our calendar 2016 live coverage on Friday evening, December 30th at Lee Davis High School, the Southerner Classic girls and boys basketball tournament championships. So see what I'm saying? We have at minimum 8 live basketball games the week between Christmas and New Year's, and we could add more because we have not made our schedule determination yet on that Wednesday, the 28th, because there's other tournaments going on and we might try to get to one of those, et cetera, et cetera. We also know that the fourth straight year we're going to be over at the StatVA.com Girls Basketball Classic. Had a chance to run into Michael Whittington, the president of StatVA.com, on Friday night. He was up to watch his Lake Taylor Titans take on Dinwiddie, and he'll be up at Highland Springs High School on January 13th and 14th for another great year of the premier girls basketball classic in the state of Virginia. And I'm so grateful to Michael and everybody for, A, putting it on, and for, B, allowing us to be a part. And we'll have two games for you on that Saturday evening, January 14th. We will have number 1 Monacan taking on Forest Trail Academy. That is a 5:30 game. Then we'll take a break, and then we'll come back for the final game of the tournament, which will be that night at 8:30 when the host Springers of Highland Springs battle R.J. Reynolds High School from North Carolina. All of our live broadcast schedule, the entire schedule, is on our websites, all 4 of them, on the right-hand side of the page. You can just go right now to rvasportsnetwork.com, hanovercountysports.net, henricocountysports.net, and chesterfieldcountysports.net. Schedule's always on the right-hand side of the page. We're working on a couple of new things for you this year for basketball season that we will unveil and talk about on our podcasts and on social media. We're already looking ahead to springtime with our live coverage of baseball, softball, soccer, lacrosse, and much, much more as we get set to wrap up 2016 with a bang and get ready for, we hope, will be RVA Sports Network's best year ever in 2017, with more live high school events online and more coverage of what you want to know about. All sports, all schools, and that's how we are set up here at the RVA Sports Network. If you want to follow schools in Hanover County, you go to Hanover Sports. In Henrico County, Henrico Sports. This is on Twitter. In Chesterfield County, at Chesterfield Sports. And if you want to follow schools in the city of Richmond, the Tri-Cities, and surrounding counties, simply follow the RVA Sportsnet. That's the RVA Sportsnet. Now, some people will cover one of them and the RVA Sportsnet. They live in Chesterfield, but they also want to know what's going on elsewhere in the Richmond area. So you follow Chesterfield Sports, you follow the RVA Sportsnet. That's why when we talk about the growth of our social media, we never count our Twitter feed, the RVA Sportsnet, in that growth, because we know we have a lot of people who follow two of our feeds, and we appreciate that. You follow the team that you want if you live in suburban Richmond, and then you follow the RVA Sportsnet to get the rest of the news. And don't forget, we are more than high school sports. We don't just follow high school sports, and we don't just follow a couple of high school sports. We cover all high schools, all sports, all year. Gymnastics, swimming. We've got a swimming meet on our schedule coming up this week. We've got wrestling, a big tournament coming up at Glen Allen this weekend, coming up to start the 2016-17 campaign. Gymnastics about to get underway. Indoor track meets start on Saturday. It all starts soon, and we're there all season long, all year long. We are there from the time they start the season all the way to, if you're lucky enough to get to a state championship. And before we close, we got to give a shout-out to A, Patrick Henry Boys Volleyball for the first team state championship for that school in 22 years. It had been 8,014 days since Ray Long, Aaron Kenny, Damian Woody, Daniel Derricott, and Patrick Henry Football won the Group AAA championship in Division 5 in 1994 at City Stadium in Richmond. And I was at that game 22 years ago as a spectator. 22 years later, I was courtside reporting here for the RVA Sports Network, Hanover Sports on Twitter, as the boys volleyball team swept the 3-time defending state champions, Princess Anne. What a performance. Big congratulations to them. Huge congratulations to James River for the back-to-back championships. It took four sets, but they got rid of – they had to do it again. It's like every time you turn around, we got to beat Cosby again. And they did it in four, and the Rapids won the 6A title. Congrats to them and to Monacan, who had a great run in the final part of the regular season. Man, they came together so well, played so well in the playoffs. We were at their sectional championship win. It was a three-set sweep of Hanover. Now, two of the three sets went to extra points. It was an incredibly close match, as close as a three-set sweep can come. But Monacan got the job done, and they got the job done at the state level as well. Congratulations to the Chiefs. It was a great day for volleyball in Richmond down at Siegel a week ago on Thursday. All right, this week we'll be at Atlee Monday night for girls basketball, live on Hanover Sports on Twitter. Tuesday night, game of the week. Listen live here on the RVA Sports Network on our YouTube channel for Henrico Hermitage, number 6 at number 7 in boys basketball. Wednesday night, we turn our attention to college basketball. Randolph-Macon's men with a final non-conference tune-up before they start their conference schedule this weekend. They take on William Peace. So we'll watch Grayson Medulla from Glen Allen, Corey Turner, the former Midland Lothian and Amelia Academy basketball standout, a freshman and getting some time in with the Yellow Jackets already. And we'll be at Crenshaw on Wednesday night. We'll be back at Randolph-Macon for swimming on Thursday night. Friday night, we have not determined where we're going to be yet. We've got a few different possibilities, but we'll be at a gym somewhere watching teams play basketball, and we'll have Twitter coverage, and of course we keep you posted in advance on Twitter as to where we're going to be. And next Saturday we are at Highland Springs for the 5A state semifinal against Norview, 1 o'clock kick. Henrico Sports on Twitter for the most complete coverage of Highland Springs football. Follow the team who's been there with them all year, was with them all year last year, and the year before that, and the year before that, and so on and so forth. Nobody covers Highland Springs football like Henrico Sports on Twitter. All right, guys, thanks for being with us for this edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RVA Sports Network, solely intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any rebroadcast, other use of the podcast, with, of course, without the express written consent of HCS Media LLC, which, if you'll remember from earlier in the podcast, that's my wife. Make no excuses now. You don't want to mess with my wife. Is strictly prohibited. Rob Witham saying thanks so much for being with us this football season. Man, it's been so much fun, and we've got 2 weeks to go. Gear up for basketball season. Podcast is now Sundays. The rest of the year, all the way through June, we'll post a podcast every Sunday afternoon / evening. We'll get our top 10 preseason polls online on our websites and on Twitter later Sunday night. Let's get started. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. College kids, push hard to finish the semester. And we will see you this week on the sideline. Thanks so much for being with us. Let's go.